CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. Good morning, it's Sunday the 28th of December 2014. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Last GB2RS of 2014, Youngsters on the Air News, Bath's 250 passes and going strong. This is the last GB2RS broadcast of 2014, and the RSGB would like to wish all news readers and listeners a Happy New Year. There'll be no news readings on the 4th of January. The RSGB HQ will open on the 5th of January, and the National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will reopen on the 2nd. We'd like to thank those volunteers who continue to give their time to keep the NRC open and on the air. December Youngsters on the Air month is coming to a close, and today the 28th GB14 Yota will be operated by Wolverhampton ARS. If you hear young people on the air, please speak to them. The Bath-based Advanced Distance Learning Class has celebrated their 250th pass after the December exam. It's just 4 years since the team have helped over 265 candidates gain the coveted UK full licence. The next course starts on the 25th of January, heading for the June exam, and there's still time to register. There's no charge for the training, but the team take a £30 deposit that's refunded to students who remain active throughout the course. Any unclaimed deposits are donated to a radio charity at the end of the course. Anyone interested joining the next course should contact Steve Hartley, G0FUW, G0FUW at tiscali.co.uk. Before the 16th of January, when enrolment will close. Following the success of KW Days earlier in the year, it's back again the first weekend of January. The 3rd and 4th marks the anniversary of Britain's most successful amateur radio manufacturing company in 1956. Collectors, employee, ex-employees, clubs and friends of KW will be active on AM on the VMARS channel and SSB throughout the weekend around 1.977, 3.77, 7.177 and 14.277 MHz. More information on all things KW can be found by searching the internet for the KW Yahoo group. World Thinking Day on the air on the 21st, 22nd of February encourages guides to make friendships with members of other units, using amateur radio as the means of communication. An increasing number of guides, guiders and rangers go on to gain amateur radio licenses as a result. If you're planning to take part, please let us know. If you'd like to get involved and want to know more, visit the RSGB website or www.guides-on-the-air.co.uk. Building the International Space Station took over 40 missions between 1998 and 2011, with one more piece planned for delivery in 2014. Now you can watch the whole thing come together in just a few minutes thanks to a recently released time-lapse video. Go to tinyurl.com/building-the-ISS, turn the music up and enjoy this short video on how the International Space Station was put together on orbit through the cooperation of nations worldwide. Details of rallies and events in the coming week. The first rallies of the new year are on the 18th of January, when the Hatherley Rally will open in Devon at 10 a.m. and the Red Rose Winter Rally 11 a.m. in Manchester. More details will be in 2015. The latest list of forthcoming rallies and events is on the RSGB website at tinyurl.com/UK rallies. And if your rally isn't there, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. News of special events, the Santa Claus stations OH9SCL for Santa Claus Land and OF9X for Old Father 9 Christmas are on the air. Principal radio activity will be over the weekends after Christmas around 25 kHz from the band edges, and the SSB pole position is at 14.225 megs. The MyDX Summit website will feature OH9SCL and OF9X on its Santa menu section. Occasionally Santa will be available on video, mostly when on 20 meters SSB. Tap the video and audio button on the OF9X page, and you may not only see Santa, but hear how your own signal sounds in the land of Christmas. WW1 USA will be on the air from the 28th of December, commemorating the Christmas truce of 1914, details qrz.com. Bredhurst Receiving and Transmitting Society is running a special event station, GB8HMC, commemorating 800 years of Magna Carta from the 1st of January to the 5th of January inclusive. They'll be using data in SSB on 80 metres to 10 metres and 2 metres. QSL details are on qrz.com. TC50CK will be on the air between the 1st and 10th of January, commemorating Liberation Day of Adana City on the 5th of January 1922. See qrz.com for details. Now, the DX News compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. KK6BT will be activating Raivave Island, OC114, in the Austral Islands group. He plans to be on the air from the 5th to the 11th of January, operating exclusively SSB, using 10 to 40 metre bands, including walks. K4KGG will be active stroke VP9 from Hamilton Parish, Bermuda, NA005, between the 31st of December and the 5th of January. Operations will be HF bands only. All contacts will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Club Log, QSL W3HNK, Director Bureau. Several stations will be on the air from Ogasawara, AS031, during the coming weeks. GJ7PSJ will be signing JD1BMH until the 10th of January. He'll be on the 10 to 40 metre band CWSSB in Ritty. Then 2nd of January, JI1LET and JA1UII will operate as JD1BOI and JD1BON respectively. On 6 to 80 metre band CWSSB in Ritty, KG2A will activate V25A from Antigua, NA100 until 30th of December, QSL home call. Michael G7VJR, well known for the creator of Club Log, will be in Norfolk Island, OC005, on the 1st of January, until the 1st of January. While he's there, he'll be signing VK9N stroke G7VJR. As usual, his QSLs will be looked after by M0OXO. Contest news, if anyone wants a good excuse to disappear into the shack, the Christmas cumulatives are still taking place for 2 hours a day until the 29th, 6 metre, 4 metre, 2 metre, and 70 SEMs are in use each day, so band hopping is essential to do well. Operations take place 1400 to 1600 UTC each day in the exchange. The signal reports serial number and locator. The IRTS 80 metre counties contest takes place on New Year's Day from 1400 to 1700 UTC. Modes are SSB only or SSB and CW. There are fixed and portable sections and a section for listeners. Look at the website www.irts.ie/contests for the contest rules, and note in particular the rule about permitted frequencies for this contest. The ARRL Ritty Roundup takes place for the full 48 hours of the 3rd and 4th of January. Exchange a signal report and serial number, but US stations also give state code and Canadians province code. Next come two sessions of the European 160-metre CW party. The first is on the evening of Saturday the 3rd, between 2000 and 2300 UTC. The second is the early hours of Sunday the 4th, between 0400 and 0700 UTC. What you send your QSO partners depends on whether you're a member of a club that's affiliated to the association in the UK. That means FOC, FIS, GQRP and the Essex CW Club. If you are, send RST name plus club plus membership number. Otherwise, send RST plus name plus NM for non-member. You can work the same station in each session. Tuesday the 6th of January is the 144 Megs UK Activity Contest, running between 2000 and 2230 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On the 11th, it's the CW AFS Contest. This runs 1400 to 1800 UTC, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now for radio propagation, compiled by G0KYA and G4BAO on Tuesday the 23rd of December. Due to the festive break, this week's HF forecast is being prepared earlier than normal, which makes it harder to predict solar conditions. What we can say is the sun is likely to remain very active and with a high probability of solar flares and attendant coronal mass ejections. This week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will decline, being one of about 175 at the beginning of the week and tailing off to 150 by Friday. Midwinter remains the time when the low bands, 160 metres, 80 and 40, come into their own. While solar maximum is not the best time for low band propagation, there will still be plenty of DX to be worked, with 40 metres opening up to DX well before sunset, and 80 metres and 160 metres providing choice contacts for night owls. Daytime should see plenty of DX on 20 metres and above. If the lunar flux index remains higher than 120, as predicted, good DX should be possible during daylight hours on 10 metres as well. A brief spell of sporadic E can sometimes occur in the new year, resulting in very strong but short-lived propagation as well. Staying with 10 metres, opening to India and Japan have been observed on the mornings, in the mornings, with California and other West US states being workable in the afternoon. VHF and up now, meteorologist G3YLA tells us it's not unusual for the evolution of weather systems to be handled differently by different atmospheric models. At longer timescales, and this was written 6 days ago, these differences can be significant, but it's interesting to see the alternative outcomes nevertheless. They predict different beginnings for this week. One model shows a ridge of high pressure, good for VHF, the other small low, bad for VHF. The interest lies in the fact that both models come together and produce a tendency for ridging, that is high pressure, especially in the south as the week progresses. So let's look forward to a happy New Year lift. The sun has been active recently, producing northern auroras, and there are still plenty of active sunspot regions on the sun's far side, so we might expect more auroral activity over the next week or so as they rotate into view. The Quarantid's meteor shower starts this week and will peak this coming Saturday night and Sunday morning, the 3rd and 4th of January. The peak is much shorter than the Geminids and ends very abruptly, so don't be late. And that's all for this week, and the propagation team wish you a happy new year. That's also all from me for this bulletin, and a happy new year, and see you in 2015. Until today, I have been reading the local news for the UK Midlands, but I don't believe that this information is still required or being retransmitted over repeaters, so from this week I shall cease to do so. If, on the other hand, anybody does care to contact me and tell me that they still want the service, then I'll gladly provide it and put it back. Thank you.